When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
For some reason, some people are still thinking it's not just business as usual out there. I don't know what's going on. I guess I missed a memo or something. Oh, wait, that's right. The whole world stopped. Oh, I almost forgot about that. We have all been trapped indoors, at least to varying degrees in different parts of the world. The constraints may be different depending on where you are, but I'm pretty sure you haven't missed this memo, right? Like this whole coronavirus COVID-19 memo. Restaurants and stores are closed. In some places, you get arrested or fined if you walk outdoors. Unemployment rates are higher than they've ever been, certainly in my lifetime, and I'm not that young, probably in your lifetime too, actually. We've got millions of people working from home for the first time, in addition to millions of people who are unemployed or underemployed. So lots of people out there trying to figure stuff out. What does it all mean? Well, I've talked about it a few times, but like I said, for some reason, I keep getting questions about it. So here to set us up for some further exploration is a longtime listener from California. We'll hear from him after this shout out to our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, my name is Dane Wright from Laguna Beach, California, and I've actually been listening to Side Hustle School. I found you guys about 3 or 4 years ago, back when I was still at my 9-to-5, and since then I've actually started a side hustle, and it's taking off now. And right now I'm working in the life coaching space, helping young people become successful in life. And so my question now, though, is with everything going on today, this crazy time, I don't even know what to call it, turbulent times, crazy times. My question is, where are side hustles going? Like, where do we think are going to be the next opportunities coming up? I'm just curious because I know whenever there's times of shift and times of change, there's new opportunities. And I just wanted to get your perspective to hear from your point of view, where you think some of the new opportunities for side hustles might be. Anyway, thank you so much and look forward to hearing back. Bye.
Well, here's the thing, Dane. Thank you so much, first of all, for listening. Thanks for all you do. Having been out there for a couple of years now, that's awesome. Always appreciate our longtime listeners. So, here's the thing. New opportunities, yes. I've been talking a lot about this, how to adapt, how to respond, what else can you do? What possibilities can you find in the time of uncertainty? And I did this whole YouTube series for 30 days, loosely based on that question. And one of the things I kind of said from the beginning is, understand that when this is over, whenever it is over, which, there may not even be a point which we can all say this is over, right? Because there's so many different stages to it. But, for the sake of this conversation, let's say when it's all over, we're not going to go back to the normal that we knew before. We're going to go to a different kind of normal. And some things I believe will have changed, if not permanently, at least for a very long time. And I think you're going to see that in lots of industries, certainly in the world of remote work. So many folks are not going to go back and work the same way they were working before. Certainly also in the industries of live events, in the travel and tourism industries, I think a lot less business travel is going to take place, even if it was 100% safe to do so, just because, times have changed. We're in a bit of a recession. I don't know if we're formally in a recession or not, but it's pretty clear that the economy is not great. So all of those things are true, and we could get into it in more detail, like I've done before. We'll probably do so again. It's definitely a relevant topic. However, what I thought when I was listening to Dane's question is, let's be careful that we don't overstate as well, because yes, some stuff has changed. It will change, et cetera. At the same time, Dane's business, he says he's in the business of helping young people succeed at life. Well, guess what? I think young people are still going to need to succeed at life, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 1 year from now, whatever it is. So maybe Dane has to change some of his tactics. Maybe there's a different model. He mentioned life coaching. Like I often say, you're going to be more successful if you're more specific. So helping young people succeed at life. Well, yes, young people need to do that. But, that's pretty broad. I wonder what specific need, Dane is solving or specific, solution he's providing to a specific problem and so on. So, I don't know exactly what to say about that. It's just that, that's always going to be there. A lot of stuff that you are doing, it's still relevant. In some ways, this is just a pause. Like for some people, it's an opportunity to completely transform, to start something new. In other ways, this is a pause. And so if your business is not seeing the same demand as before, that's not really abnormal because pretty much every business, or let's say at least a lot of businesses, I would say 70, 80% are experiencing that. So you shouldn't necessarily think you have to reinvent everything. If you know that you're offering something good, if you know that it has helped people in the past and it will likely be relevant again, it may just be a matter of, okay, what can I do during this time so that I can keep paying my bills? And then before too much longer, hopefully, the desire or demand for that thing that I was doing before is going to cycle back around. So the answers to that are going to be different depending on what you're doing and such. But that's just what I thought when I heard Dane say, well, he's trying to help young people. Well, there might be some new way to help them, but they're still going to need help just like we all do. So you may not need to change course completely. All right, that's my two cents for what it's worth. Thanks, Dane, and thanks everybody else for listening. If you've got a question or comment or update of your own, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Love to know what you're working on, how you are adjusting, or how you are staying the course, whatever the case may be, whatever's best for you. Let me know. We're going to continue to feature lots of listener content throughout the year as people develop, launch, and grow their projects. All right, once again, my name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.